Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. SpaceX is currently testing their Starship booster and Starship Vehicle 25 at Boca Chica Star Base, Texas, and they've achieved the new milestone by conducting static fire tests for both stages of its Starship rocket system on the same day. This comes as the year ends for SpaceX, with a remarkable 96 space missions, and is now gearing up for an important third orbital test flight of the Starship, potentially including a payload deployment. This is kind of a new thing. So Starship, which is notable for being the world's largest rocket, saw its upper and its first stages tested separately. And in a rare occurrence, SpaceX carried out static fire tests for both the first stage Super Heavy booster and the upper stage Starship rocket on the same day. And while the specifics of the engine tests are not fully disclosed, it's understood that at least one engine on the Starship's second stage was fired. This stage is also integral to NASA's Artemis program for landing astronauts on the moon, heightening the importance of these tests. Now, detailed observations of the second stage testing reveal that the ignition of the single-stage Raptor engine was a particular test demonstration of a flight-like startup, which is essential for in-space burns. Now, such specific testing is critical in assessing the Starship's capabilities for actual space missions, especially considering the precision required for in-space maneuvers and burns. And this test adds to the speculations about Starship's upcoming test flight, which may include launching a payload into space, and demonstrates SpaceX's focus on replicating real-time mission conditions in its tests. Now, the Starship program began all the way back in 2020. It's actually longer ago than that, like 2016 they actually started this thing. But down at Boca Chica, it's around 2020. And it's been marked with rapid progress in development and testing. And over the years, the company has introduced new Raptor engines, upgraded the Super Heavy booster, improved the launch pad water deluge system, and streamlined its whole production process. And these advancements show that SpaceX is ready to go for the Artemis 3 mission. The manufacturing process is critical for SpaceX's strategy to realize its ambitious goals with Starship. Elon Musk has emphasized the necessity of producing at least 100 Starships annually to support the company's Mars colonization plans. The Super Heavy booster is designed to return to the launch site within minutes of the launch, but the second stage Starship takes considerably longer, necessitating a higher production rate of Starships. Now, to manage the expected launch frequency, SpaceX is also expanding its infrastructure by constructing a second launch site in Texas. The success of today's static fire tests is a huge step towards the upcoming third flight test. And this next phase will involve comprehensive evaluations, including full stack integration, ship and booster inspections, pad checks, and any necessary repairs to the spacecraft. And Elon Musk recently announced via X, formerly known as Twitter, the completion of a static fire test of the Flight 3 Super Heavy booster. Now, these tests are critical to verify the functionality of the entire system, encompassing ground equipment, vehicle, engines, and both external and internal plumbing. Now, responding to a user on X, Musk highlighted the operational efficiency of the Super Heavy booster, noting its rapid turnaround time. He said, "As it returns in about 6 minutes and can theoretically be ready for reflight in about an hour." He's showing that the booster has the potential for frequent reuse. They would fly it back to Boca Chica Star Base, Texas, refurbish the booster, do any sort of upgrades, make sure it works, and then either fly it the same day or fly it within the next few days or the week. So we're going to be seeing boosters being reused, I believe, possibly by the end of 2024. Now, Musk's vision for SpaceX's production capabilities extends beyond the current targets. He envisions raising the production of Starships to 300 per year, far exceeding the initial goal of 100. Now, this increase is vital to accommodate the longer orbital and reuse cycles of the Starship compared to the booster. If they do end up catching the booster first, the Starship possibly will always land in the Pacific Ocean for a while. And if they can catch the Starship booster, they can reuse those things. So 300 Starships per year seems about right. And Starship's longer orbit and ground track alignment requirements mean its reuse frequency might be limited to just once a day. Now, the ship needs to complete at least one orbit, but often several to have the ground track line back up with the launch site. So reuse may only be daily. He wants Starships to launch like airplanes do, frequently, on the hour. And it seems like they're going to be able to do that if they have 300 Starships. Now, these developments really suggest that SpaceX will focus more on increasing the production of Starships than the Super Heavy boosters. The strategy aligns with the different operational and reuse dynamics of the two components of the Starship. And the significance of these tests cannot be understated, as they represent crucial steps in SpaceX's journey towards more advanced and frequent space missions. The successful static fire tests are important indicators of the Starship's readiness for more complex missions, including potential payload deployments. SpaceX's plans for the Starship extend beyond lunar missions, too. The company envisions using the rocket system for interplanetary travel, particularly for missions to Mars. The company's focus on rapid testing and development reflects its commitment to maintaining a leading position in the space industry as well. This is about business, and SpaceX's ability to conduct multiple significant tests in a single day shows that they have the expertise and the robustness of technical infrastructure so they can continue building Starships faster and faster. But looking ahead, SpaceX's next steps will be closely monitored. The upcoming third orbital test flight of the Starship is particularly anticipated, as it may include the first attempt to deploy a payload into space, possibly Starlink's, a key capability for future missions. And with each successful test and development, SpaceX moves closer to realizing its vision of interplanetary travel and potentially changing the course of human space exploration. The company continues to set new standards in space technology and exploration, and the success of these static fire tests marks a step forward, a huge step forward for the IFT-3 flight, possibly early next year. We have a stream on our Space News Pod channel on YouTube, youtube.com/spacenewspod, if you want to watch the live stream of Starship with my commentary. Please go there and subscribe and help us out. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero, StageZero, and you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, StarshipShirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, StarshipShirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.